My name is Chris Johnson, and if you've been following my podcast recently, you know that I'm somewhat of a runner. I'm not a professional runner. I just like to do runs on weekends and shit. That's starting to wind down now, unfortunately, because it's getting colder outside. But I'm still doing the runs. I just gotta fucking bundle up. Can't wear the skin-tight superhero shirts anymore. Freeze my tits off. When I'm wearing those shirts, my tits are already poking out. Gets any fucking colder, I'm gonna cut right through them. Clothing will be in fucking tatters when I cross the finish line if I keep wearing that shit. Now it's too goddamn cold. I'll have to get some, like, superhero sweatshirts or some shit like that. I got into running because of my ex-wife, actually. She wanted to do the Turkey Trot, which is a Thanksgiving Day outdoor run. And she was like, hey, baby, will you do this with me? And I thought, what are you fucking crazy? It's fucking cold outside. I'm not gonna fucking, what the fuck? And she got sad, and I was like, oh, God damn it, fine, I'll fucking do it. I thought, me, Chris Johnson, I'm gonna be able to fucking handle this run. I can handle running. I worked out all the time. I used to do the elliptical, the fucking machines and the bike and shit. I thought I could fucking run. Incorrect. Holy fuck, you can't. Those things are completely fucking different. Fucking starting to run was a fucking eye-opening experience. I couldn't do it. I sucked at it. I was a fucking embarrassment. I couldn't run for very long at all. I had to keep fucking stopping. I was getting fucking winded and shit. A funny thing happened, though, when I started running. I started losing a ton of weight. I was never, like, a heavy guy or a fat guy or a husky guy. You know that fucking word, husky? I was never Husky Harris. But I weighed about 240 pounds. I bulked up. I was obsessed with, like, getting big and looking big. So I bulked my fucking ass up. I lost a shitload of weight when I started running. I probably weigh about 200 pounds now. Most of that weight was lost by running. I did lose probably about 10 pounds right around the divorce time because I stopped eating because I was in a fucking panic attack haze. So, you want to lose some quick weight? Break up a long-term relationship. Stop eating for a while. Get a little suicidal. That'll get you 10 pounds. You want to lose the other 30, you're going to have to start working out, start running. That's my secret. I like running outside. I don't really like running on the treadmill. When I'm on the treadmill, I just want, like, if there were a fucking hammer and nails right in front of me on the goddamn treadmill, I'd fucking just take that and hammer it right in my goddamn temples. I just can't. It sucks. It sucks. I can't fucking stand it. I'll run outside. I ran one time this year. I ran 10 miles outside. But I was fine. I got the fucking headphones in. I'm fucking running. I'm outside. I'm enjoying the weather. I fucking love that shit. If I'm on the treadmill, I can be listening to the same music, the same podcasts, same entertainment, and I just fucking hate it. It just drags. I don't like it. So I'll run outside unless there's like fucking snow and sleet on the ground. If it's fucking 30 degrees and everything's dry outside, I'm fucking running outside. I'll bundle my ass up and I'll run outside. One thing I don't like about running, and the races in particular, are the fucking runners. But I'm not talking about like the everyday runners. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about, like, the pro runners and the run clubbers. You ever see these fucks? There are things out there called running clubs. And they got, like, lame t-shirts usually. And they're like, frat t-shirts. Like, they got, like, nicknames on the back. Like, this fucking one guy, like, this fucking, like, 70-year-old is the Gray Ghost. Goddamn Gray Ghost. This guy beat me by, like, 5 goddamn minutes. He got, like, the first place award for the fucking 70-year-olds. And it was like his 100th race of the year or something. I'm like, the motherfucking Gray Ghost. I fucking hate the Gray Ghost. Or Pusher and fucking Beer and fucking Skeezix and Tits and whatever fucking lame-ass nicknames they have in the back of their fucking shirts. Would you stop that? You're a fucking adult. During the award ceremonies, they fucking cheer each other on and whoop it up. You know, screaming out each other's nicknames and shit, taking photos, and then everybody's photobombing the photos. Assholes, if you fucking know each other, you're not fucking photobombing anything. Everybody knows you're back there. A fucking photobomb is like, there's two fucking tourists on the goddamn Golden Gate Bridge, and I walk by and I see it, and I whip my dick out or something. That's a fucking photobomb. Like, hey, whose penis is that back there? Oh, it's mine. Yeah, it was a photobomb. I'd be much more impressed with your photobombs if people started whipping out their tits and dicks. They're just fucking nerds. They're just fucking nerds. They drive me fucking crazy. And they're all better than I am at running. All of them. Every fucking one of them. A lot of times they joke about beer, which I don't fucking understand. It'll be like, 1 5K burns off 500 calories equals 2 beers times I'm a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? What equation is that? I'm all for getting out of the house and I'm all for friendship and camaraderie and all that bullshit. I'm just not for douchey shit. Run clubs, that's douchey shit. The fucking type of person that club attracts, it's a special type of douchebag. Like, the type of person that you fucking see and you just want to slap right in their fucking head. You know what I'm talking about? Just this smug fucking idiot. Oh, damn it. I'm getting pissed right now just fucking thinking about him. Whew, man, oh man. I just fucking. I'm doing a run in a couple weeks, and one of these fucking run clubs is like hosting it. It's like the Gliders, you know, like the Glendale Gliders. Ah. Yeah, I get it. Asshole, it rhymes. Cool. Who the fuck joins a fucking run club? If I ever join a fucking run club and you ever see me like wearing a dumb fucking run club shirt, just take your fucking elbow and drive it right into my temple, please. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou if you want to chat. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with new episodes. Those are the new episode days. I just stepped on my cat as I was saying that. He's pissed. He's banging his fucking tail on the ground. Sorry, baby boy. You can follow on Google Play, Apple Podcast. You want all the episodes? Get your fucking ass over to Podbean. The website or the app has all that shit. And Facebook friends, fellas, I'm putting these videos right in the goddamn timeline. So your lazy asses don't even have to go anywhere. Just click play. Oh, Instagram too, @maybe5minutes.